We continue our learning with the Nishmas David ben Menachem Moshe ben Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyo. We are in Bava Metzia, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Amar l'shnayim, a person said to two people, let's say Reuven says to Shimon and Levi, Gazalti le'echon mikem money. I know I stole from one of you 100 zuz, but v'eini yodei eizeh mikem. I don't remember, says Reuven, if I stole this money, the $100, 100 zuz, from Shimon or from Levi. Or let's say a person said to two people, Reuven said to Shimon and Levi, Aviv shalechad mikem hifkid li maneh. Not that I stole from one of you, but rather one of your fathers, either your father Shimon or your father Levi, gave me as a deposit 100 zuz. And of course, I owe one of you that 100 zuz, but v'eini yodea ezehu. I just don't know which one. I don't know if it was your father, Shimon, who gave it to me, or your father, Levi, that gave it to me. No sein lo zemoneh v'lo zemoneh shahodami piatzmo. In both of these cases, he owes both of these people 100 zuz, even though he's going to end up paying 200 zuz, and he really owes 100 zuz, but he doesn't remember. That's his fault, that he admits that he owes. He says, I either stole from one of you $100, one of your fathers gave me as a deposit. I was a shomer on 100 zuz of one of your fathers, and I don't remember who. So therefore, they're not being tovei. They're not claiming anything from him. He comes, as we say, lotzei sidei shamayim. He wants to fulfill whatever responsibility he may have to heaven. And if that's the case, you really want to achieve that, to make sure that you're covered yourself, comes Yom Kippur, you'll feel comfortable with yourself, then you get 100 zuz to each of the people. However, this is what the Mishnah is saying, because the person admitted, no one's demanding it from him, no one's claiming it from him, and he wants to be Yotzei Yedei Shamayim. But Min Adin really only has to give 100 zuz, And they divided amongst themselves, because no one is being toveah him. That's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Gezeilah Perek Dalet. However, let's say Shimon and Levi came to court. They are toveah Reuven. And say, listen, Levi says, you owe me, you stole 100 zuz from me. And Shimon says, Reuven, you stole 100 zuz from me. And he admitted that, Reuven now admits, I did, after they demanded, after they claimed, I did steal from one of you 100 zuz. Then what happens is, Beis Din makes each of those two people, Shimon and Levi, swear that indeed they are the nigzal, the money was stolen from them, and one of them's lying, but nonetheless, Reuven has to give now a money to each of them. Why? This is a knas, it's a penalty. Although you'll say, Reuven's now paying 100 zuz that he shouldn't have to pay. One of these people, Shimon or Levi, are getting 100 zuz that they don't deserve. Nonetheless, it's a knas, since Reuven violated lo tigzol, he's going to have to pay that extra 100 zuz after each of those Shimon and Levi swear. And same thing would be true regarding two people who make a claim against someone regarding a pikadon. Remember, the two cases in the Reisha was where Reuven admitted either to a case of gezeilah, he owed money that he stole, or he owed money as a shomer, that there was money that was deposited with him. So let's say you have a case like that. Shimon and Levi come to Reuven and say, my father, Levi says his father, gave you 100 zuz. And you know what Reuven responds? Indeed, yes, one of your fathers gave me a deposit of 100 zuz. I just don't remember who it is. So if each of those people, Shimon and Levi, swear to the fact that it was his father that gave the 100 zuz to Reuven, then Reuven has to give a money to each one. Why? This is also a kenas. He was negligent. He should be remembered. He should be careful to know who gave him the money. And therefore, in such a case where they're claiming from him, then it's not Latzei Sidei Shamayim. Now it's a knas that he owes each one 100 zuz. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Shnaim shif kidu eitzel echad, zeman and zemasayim. In this case, you have Shimon and Levi, who gave a deposit of money to Reuven. One of them gave 100 zuz, and one of them gave 200 zuz. And now it's time for them to claim their money back as mafkidim from the shomer, from Reuven. Zeomer shalim asayim is the emer shalim asayim. Now both Shimon and Levi claim from Reuven, I was the one who gave you the 200 zuz. Obviously, one of them is lying. Says the Mishnah, no sein lo zemoneh v'lo zemoneh v'asha'or yehi munach hacha yavo elio. All Reuven has to give is Shimon 100 zuz and Levi 100 zuz. What about the extra 100 zuz who we don't know who it belongs to? So then that waits dance around, like it gets placed down until Eliyahu comes. It stays with the basin, and it's not given. And once Eliyahu and Avi can come, or we have, let's say, testimony before Eliyahu comes, that can clarify who that extra hundredths belongs to. So we keep it around until that happens. Or maybe someone will admit to it. Now the Gemara says that we're speaking about a case where both of these people, Shimon and Levi, came to Reuven with 300 zuz in one swor bound all together. So, and of course, then, and so one, it's true, 200 zuz belong to, let's, to one of them and 100 to the other. But how is Reuven supposed to know who gave him what? They all bound together 300 zuz, 200 from one, 100 from the other, but he doesn't know who's giving him what. So what Reuven said to himself, what he said to them was like this: you are obviously not makpid one on the other, you're not particular, you brought your pikadon, your deposit bound all together. So I'm supposed to remember, I have to pay attention who gave me the 100, who gave me the 200. You guys didn't care that it was going to get mixed up, so I shouldn't have to care. Therefore, he only has to give each one a one mana, and the rest of the way still Eliyahu. But that's the case of the Mishnah. But if they would come to him with tzutzros, meaning two, each one is giving separately. Shimon, let's say, gave the 100. Levi gave the 200, and they gave it separately. The money was bound independently. So then Shimon and Levi, each one can swear to the fact that I was the one who gave you the deposit of 200, and Reuven then would have to give 200 to the both of them and lose out on $100 on his own. Why? Because he's negligent. He didn't write, each one gave him a separate deposit. You have to write their name on it, put it in a special place so you know who gave you what. Now that's the way the Rif and the Rambam understand the halacha. Some explain that even if they gave the most in two tzroros, and bound separately, but when they gave it, they came, Shimon and Levi came to Reuven, they came Zebif Nezeh, they came together, then that's not Reuven's problem. He came together. I wasn't paying attention. You both came and just dropped the money. I know it was bound separately, but I don't remember who gave me the 100, who gave me the 200, and therefore Reuven would only have to give one money to each. He can say to them, you are makpid on you didn't suspect one another. Maybe by coming together, you could be one of you would now claim that the pikadon of 200 belongs to him, even though it's not true. So I don't have to worry about that. So that's the way Rashi learns that could be the way to understand the Mishnah. Therefore, in these circumstances, even when they do come, even if they are bound separately, but since they came together, so he only has to give 100 to each one. But of course, if they came separately, then that's Reuven's problem, and he would have to give 200 to both if they both swear that they are the owner of the 200. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Imkain, he says, he disagrees with the Tanakhama. This can't be. It can't be that each of these people, Shimon and Levi, are both getting 200 zuz when one of them is lying. Imkain, Mahif Sid HaRamai, then who the Ramai, who only deserves 100, and now he's getting 200. What does he lose out on? He doesn't lose out on anything. He's automatically going. What it means is like this: if the Mishnah's halacha, we follow the halacha in the Mishnah, then the one who's lying, who claims, oh, the 200 is mine, he doesn't lose out for lying. He's going to get 100 zuz anyway. So we want to set up a situation, the one who's potentially is going to deceive us is going to lose out. There should be some type of penalty. And therefore, Ella says, Rabbi Yossi, hakol yehi munach hashiv aleihu. All 300 zuz is going to wait till Eliyahu comes till we have clarity, and no one gets anything. Now that may be true, that now the Ramai may be losing out on his 100 zuz. The one who deserves 200, though, is not going to get anything. That may be true, but nonetheless, we want to catch the guy in the act, Ramai. We want to make sure that the Ramai is going to be caught, and the only way to do that is not to reward him by giving him the 100 zuz, no matter that he deserves anyway. That's not, we don't want to do that. And therefore, says Rabbi Yossi, you leave it all till Eliyahu comes.